Since we're on the theme of helping on today's show, we wanted to share this story in which college students learn about giving by giving. Last semester, the instructors of a philanthropy course at the University of Pennsylvania gave students $100,000, real money, to give away to area nonprofits. Yesterday, Virginia Prescott caught up with Doug Bauer, executive director at the Clark Foundation. He co-teaches this course alongside Greg Goldman, vice president of development at the nonprofit Philadelphia Zoo. He explained how the class teaches through the act of giving.
Well, this is in the Urban Studies program at the University of Pennsylvania, and so the course focuses on the role of philanthropy and nonprofits in urban communities. And essentially what we do is turn the city of Philadelphia into a classroom. So we try to open the students' minds up to the partnership between the public, the private, and the nonprofit sector, and how that relationship then hopefully nurtures a very important and thriving community.
$100,000 is a lot of money. Now, where did that come from?
This is coming from a donor from a foundation called the Once Upon a Time Foundation in Texas. The donor behind the foundation, who prefers to remain anonymous, has become very, very interested in how students begin to understand, learn, and acquire experience around philanthropic decision-making.
What kind of criteria did the students consider for giving the money away?
So what we did is that the money had to be given in the city of Philadelphia, and that was done in part because we have one semester in which to do this, about 12 weeks. So that was number one. Number two, we asked the students what issues did they want to focus on. They picked four. They picked education, healthcare, the arts, and social justice. We then asked them, like any private foundation in the United States, to think up a vision, think up a mission, create a set of grant-making guidelines and or principles that would then influence and inform the kind of groups that you wanted to support and the kind of issues that you wanted to try and impact. Most of them identified somewhere between 8 to 10 nonprofits. They asked and solicited proposals from those nonprofits. And then based on the criteria that they created, they went out and visited all those groups. The other thing that was very interesting is that most of them went out and talked to experts. They talked to professors who have expertise at the University of Pennsylvania. They went and talked to City of Philadelphia officials. So they tried to get some additional context, but they ultimately had to make some tough decisions, and they did that.
You told me previously that there were 12 grants. What were some of the big winners?
In the education portfolio, they called themselves the Let's Learn Foundation. One of the grants they made was to a group called WEPAC. The school district in Philadelphia is under tremendous economic duress. One of the things that's gone on the chopping block has been the libraries within those schools. There's been a wonderful citizen-led effort called WEPAC that is basically restoring library services. The students identified this group, went out, visited a couple of the libraries, met with the citizen leadership that's been leading this effort, were very, very impressed with what they were doing, and decided to give them a $10,000 grant, which, of course, Greg and I were very supportive of. I thought it was a great grant.
Doug Bauer, you run the Clark Foundation. Your colleague who teaches this course with you is VP of Development at the Philadelphia Zoo, another nonprofit. You know the arena very well of nonprofits. Do you think that you're creating some model philanthropist for the future? Do you think everybody is so thoughtful about the money that they give away?
The short answer to that, Virginia, is I think yes. Whether you're Bill Gates or someone who just gives a little bit of money away every year, I think everybody tries to do the right thing when they do that. Philanthropy is ultimately a combination of both head and heart. You know, you want to give for the right reasons because it's a cause you care about. But hopefully, and I think what we try to teach the students is that those instincts are correct, but that they should be informed by some serious due diligence. Not every donor thinks about that, but I think folks that want to do this work and make this work a part of their life, either professionally or personally, I think what we're trying to do, and I think what the donor is trying to do, is to create a generation of young people who understand that it is a head and heart decision.
That's Doug Bauer, executive director at the Clark Foundation. He co-teaches a course on philanthropy alongside Greg Goldman at the University of Pennsylvania. You can read more about the class and their real-life introduction to philanthropy at wordofmouthradio.org.